city council has already unanimously approved an ordinance introduction for the annexation. The owner says the land would be ideal for housing, which has some Lemon Valley residents worried, including Doug Robertson, who spoke up at the last council meeting.
We don't live in Reno because we don't want to live in Reno.
What? But, are you saying you don't like us?
I've lived in Lemon Valley for 35 years, and I've watched what the Reno City Council has done. Much of it I have disapproved of.
That was Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy chiming in there as well. Since the property in question is contiguous with Reno, Councilmember Paul McKenzie says it's fair game.
This is actually an area that the city of Reno is assigned to provide fire service to. Since we're providing the services for the area, it only seems fit that it belongs within the city of Reno.
Beyond tomorrow's vote, this proposal is sparking discussion among North Valley's residents about development in general.
The concerns expressed by residents really amount to the traffic congestion. Water availability is another concern.
That's Bob Conrad with This Is Reno. He serves on the North Valley's Citizens Advisory Board and says school overcrowding is another question mark as more companies move in. Assistant City Manager Bill Thomas says growth is inevitable and welcome.
The city of Reno, the city of Sparks, and Washoe County get together to decide where the growth of the community is going to occur. All of the North Valleys is designated for development.
Just last year, an Amazon fulfillment center and Petco distribution hub set up shop in the North Valleys. Michelle Billman, Reno Public Radio News.